Coach Thompson.
Are you ready? You know, I told our team, I guess Thursday or Friday, that one of the hardest things that I've had to do is stand in front of them at the end of a game in that dressing room and look back at them and look them in the eye and tell them why things aren't going their way and not have an answer for them. It was easy to stand, it was hurtful, but it was easy to stand down there just a couple of minutes ago and tell them how proud I was of them, how proud everybody should be of themselves. This team showed so much backbone, showed so much character to be where we've been and what the stuff that happened to us out there tonight. We had some warriors that stepped up. Our theme this week was, hey, step up, be accountable, do the job. They did it. You know, I don't know that I've ever had a situation where we came out on the bottom end of the scoreboard where it felt like, you know, these guys didn't deserve that. They didn't. They're winners down there. They were winners down there in that dressing room. They were winners in that football game tonight. Some things that happened that kept us 1 point shy on the scoreboard, but and it came back to have early in the game to have some things happen. I mean, it was 21-0. You know, based off probably four plays, we missed a couple of gaps on defense, and they took advantage of it and scored. We get a punt blocked, and they go down and score. They strip the ball from us, and they go down and score. A team that's 1-8 could have, and with no character, and a team that had thrown in the towel, whether it was psychologically or whatever, would have been. But it didn't happen. These guys fought, scratched, and came back and got back and kept doing it. There's just some things that happened that kept it from going all the way. But Vontae Leach is a warrior. I absolutely love what the guy did out there tonight. Put the team on his back and took us in there. Did some wonderful, wonderful things. I was really proud of James Pinckney. Played with so much poise. Sure, we had some deals there with the time and doing that, and you know, and maybe he was a little too relaxed sometimes with the time that got us. But we overcame all of those, and that didn't hurt us. You know, Cam Broadwell has had a unbelievable year. He is a very, very good kicker and is and will be a very, very good kicker.
Care to comment on the couple of questionable calls that were out there?
You know, you just wish that... I don't know what I'm supposed to say or do, but you know what? It just is a shame. And they do their best. Those guys, they're good guys. They try their best. That's part of the game. It's part of the game, and it's a shame. That's probably all I ought to say. That's a shame. It's a crying shame. That's nobody, I mean, it's part of the game. You got to overcome it. You got to keep fighting. And we overcame everything. We overcame everything, and we didn't get a chance there at the end to overcome some of those others. So, you know what? We got some calls. Didn't get some calls. You know, it happens. It's a shame when it does, when you got a team fighting their guts out. That happens. Whatever. Well, Tillman has either ribs or something, and it kind of showed up a couple of days ago and kept getting worse, and we knew in pregame that he wasn't going to be able to go, you know, which was tough because he wanted to. He's doing everything. And we just got to get him checked out and see what's wrong. But it didn't really start until like Thursday. And so we didn't do anything yesterday, so we didn't know. But in pregame, it was really painful. A little bit, but we do some of the same things there, but not as the pure dotting the I tailback, but give it to him, feed him, kept feeding him. He kept wanting it, and we kept saying, feed him. And I love him. There's a guy that he'll go. Somebody better get him on his team on there. If anybody's got a job opening, hire him, whether you're in the NFL or whatever you are. It's a winner.
You talking about James?
Yeah, I thought he just played with so much poise. I thought he had just control of the game the whole time. He never got shook. I kept telling him, hey, relax, and he kept looking at me like, yes, I am. You know, and just handled the whole game, I thought, very, very well. You know, it wasn't a situation like, oh, what are you doing? Just, hey, Red got his checks, got us in the right formation, got us in the right place, did everything well. I was really proud of him. You know, we had some, Terrence stepped up, made a couple of key catches for him, but our whole offense played well. Our entire offense, our team, our coaches did a great job. It's been a tough week on everybody. After coming off that, and this was a real hard week, there was a lot of grind that went on from all of us because we knew we didn't get it done last week for the wrong reasons. We took a step back. So there was a lot of grinding going on all week on ourselves, on the players, and everybody responded. Everybody couldn't be happier. I mean, I thought Jerry did a great job of keeping pressure on that, on their offense. We really pressured them defensively. I was so proud of him. He called a great game. He was in a rhythm there, and we came off the edge. Erode made a huge play doing that. And then I think Rick kept them off balance. But, the quarterback, when the quarterback gets you a chance to win like he did, proud of him.
What do you say to Cam?
I told Cam that I love him. We wouldn't be in that situation without him. You know what? That just happens. That happens. That's part of the game. Cam is a good kicker, great kicker. I told him, our players told him, hey, that was just one play in the game. One play, and it's just, you know, that happened. But, you know, I'm not disappointed in Cam, not one bit. I love Cam.
Were they able to get push on that player, or did he just not get it up?
I think he just pushed it. I don't know if it got up or what. I think he just pushed it. You know, I'm not sure that his rhythm wasn't off a little bit all night long. You know, we ought to have showed a lot of confidence. We tried a 55-yarder, you know, there late in the third and the second quarter, and I really believed he was going to make that. And I think he got out of rhythm, you know, maybe like a golfer or something when you get out of sync a little bit. I think that happened to him all night, that he was just a little bit out of sync. He'll get his timing back, and he'll make a lot of kicks for us. Excuse me? He got at ribs. Got shot in the ribs. It was painful down there. I don't know how bad it'll be, and probably won't know for a day or so. But.
Coach, you had a timeout after the guys on the first call. They watched you with asking for an explanation about what you get every quarterback's swing.
They told me that we cut the guy off. Their explanation was that we cut the guy off.
Did you ask for an explanation on the what period of the draft?
No, because I knew. No, there wasn't an explanation. They thought they thought he caught it.
As far as what you do with the conference, you didn't tell you to
lock
that up.
No, the calls didn't cost us the game. They didn't. That's we just came up a point short. And there's
there are challenges you go through the money
pass too, right? Good as it do.
Right.
Can change anything?
No,
like
suspended
anything, like
that's
what's on. We'll have, you know, all that's just with the conference and all.
One thing is the call, another thing about the position.
I agree.
How hard is it to be honest for Avante
steps up to 13
down the stretch? How hard is it to not have Marvin?
It's hard not having Marvin because Marvin is a talented back, but it wasn't hard when you're feeding it to Avante.
Yeah.
And he's running over everybody. They wouldn't, I don't, you know, I can't speak for them, but it wasn't looking like to me they didn't want any of Vontae. You know, and I think Vontae didn't think they wanted any. Now they can turn that around and say what they want to, but Vontae wanted it, and I'm not sure they wanted Vontae touching it.
Guy Whipper
stepped up. Another guy that really stepped up and played well. Our defensive line had a good game. We were in their backfield. Guy, the main, really had some big plays. The pressure when we came off the corner there with E-Road and Guy picking up the ball, getting us in there. You know, we've been waiting on good things to happen, and they did. They did. We just, you know, some other things went our way also. And, you know, that's frustrating, but that's just part of it. It's not a good part of it, but it's part of it.
James really brings in a different element when he's able to roll out, something in touch and run. He's got kind of a rock.
He's got wheels. He's got wheels. He's got a strong arm. He does. He adds another dimension, and he made some first downs and doing something. Put a lot of pressure on him. Yes, I think they recognize along as I did, and hopefully you guys do, that, you know, these guys stepped up and brought it and deserved to win the game. We didn't win the game, but we deserved to win the game with that kind of effort, that kind of heart. And I had the Pirate Nation, and anybody that saw the game had to be proud of every one of our guys, every one of them, from the quarterbacks to the kickers to everybody. And I was too, and I appreciate them doing that and recognizing that, and because, you know, it's a lot of people giving in, a lot of people throwing the towel, but not this team.
Coach, if that means helping out the play in a couple of weeks.
Well, you know, I believe you don't ever lose your job when you get hurt. Now, you got to come back and retain that job when you come back. But it's a thing. He did a good job. I was real proud of James. But that was Desmond's job. And if he's healthy, he gets first shot at it. But we still, you got to produce in practice. You got to produce in the games. And everybody's got a little heat on them. That's with every position. So, you know, you don't get hurt and the next guy steps in. And, you know, it's not like, you know, Lou Gehrig or whoever that guy was that lost his job, whatever. Yeah. Anybody else? Thank you, guys.
Good job.